This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, away we go. Welcome to show number 2,900.
Along with Steve the Throw Hill,
the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my car.
Montgomery!
Are in the men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy.
Ted's Meat and Potatoes is all about the tailgate. Noah Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, men's room shout of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
During the job.
All right, here we go. A surgeon said he did nothing wrong when he accidentally removed a patient's healthy kidney. Meanwhile, a mom is looking at 186 days in jail for taking the phone from her 15-year-old daughter named Sydney. Plane from India has pressurization problems as passengers bleed from the nose. Blind high school player scores two TDs in a game, more than Le'Veon Bell in the pros. And woman uses glitter glue and crayons to mail drugs to her boyfriend in the county jail. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, to date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who sailed the seven seas of stupid and found a way to answer 20 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant and play Big Dummy. Call 844-999. Hola, you can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2,900. By the way, sorry. Just to,
what?
We have someone out there that believes you are incorrect with your show count.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I know.
I know that you're not, but they keep insisting. They believe that this is show number 3,000 because they swear, Miles.
Okay.
They swear if you go back like 100 episodes or so, this is what they asked me to do, that our number count was different.
Our number count was
the number count somehow. Yes, you screwed up by 100 episodes.
You know, you wouldn't believe this, but I actually have every show on file. Uh-huh. And I went back during the break and I took a look and I thought, you know, I'm not losing my damn mind because trust me, if this was show 3,000, we would probably be either I guess we'd have to do the show. So I was going to say we'd take the day off, but that wouldn't work out because then you never get to show 3,000.
Ooh, that's sneaky.
It really is. Like just 2,999. Oh, maybe we'll call it sick.
Yeah, I like
go
that.
Go to the bar.
Yeah, show 3,000. You don't have to work that day. So when are you going to do it?
I don't know. Whenever we get back in, right?
Yeah.
Or you do it from a bar. You invite people in. You know what I mean? We did that before with show 2000. Man, that was an S show.
Yeah.
We did show 2000. Okay, so here's what happened. At that point in time, the Seattle Seahawks had just won the Super Bowl.
That is correct.
And they were involved in the Kickoff Classic, which is, I think it was on a Thursday night. Is that was the beginning of that thing?
Yep.
They had Ariana Grande. They had...
She sang the national anthem.
Grandy.
Pharrell was there.
Grandy for Starbucks. Pharrell sang...
He was open. Like, there was, like, Pharrell and...
Soundgarden.
Was it Soundgarden?
Yes. Pharrell had his big Arby's hat.
Yeah.
And in the meantime...
I want the meats.
In the meantime, we are set up out front.
I want Arby's.
Elysian
in
Fields.
In my mouth, a little bit of roast beef.
Mm-hmm.
I want Arby's.
Yeah, so we're in the home of the Men's Room Original Red. We're outside. We have a big banner that says show number 2000 on it. And this is just how this whole thing fell down.
Right.
So, like, it just happened that day was the day. So directly in front of us was Soundgarden. Was the Arby's guy, you know what I mean? Was Pete Davidson's
Arby's
girl,
guy.
All the people, you know what I mean? And then, but nobody was there really for us.
Oh, hell no.
They're there for that.
But we got the residual effect.
Some people just walk by and go, who are you? What are you doing here?
Oh, we're celebrating show 2000. Oh, cool, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll do another one of those spectacular parties when we reach 3,000, I'm sure. We'll come up with something lovely.
That could be today.
No, it is show number 2,900. And what a large and in charge future repeat program we have for you today. The head chef is back, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, all about the tailgate. It is, in fact, tailgating season. This is the time when the tailgating, and this is the best time because as the months progress, it gets a little bit colder. Nothing wrong with a cold tailgate if you live in Wisconsin or wherever you are. But those early fall tailgates
but people that aren't
seem
crazy.
To be the best. You know what I mean?
Right, a tailgate that you can wear just jeans and a hoodie.
Right, not when you're freezing your ass off.
Right, it's not too hot if you're in the SEC country.
The rain hasn't started dumping.
But like people from Wisconsin, and this is the God's honest truth, years ago, I fly back to Baltimore, my friend is getting married. It just so happens that on the day she is getting married, the Green Bay Packers are in Baltimore to play the Ravens. So I said, I'm going to go to the game, right, and I will make it to your wedding. And she said, that's fine, but if you're late, I'll kill you. So no problem. And I got there on time. But the night before the game, there's three guys at the bar, and they're from Green Bay, Wisconsin, right? So we started talking back and forth about what it is. Man, we have a great tailgate scene here, all this kind of thing. He's like, yeah, you know, Green Bay, we do the same thing. And so, well, what do you do for away games? Because they said the three of them watch every Green Bay Packers game together. Doesn't matter. They go to the games in their home. They do the tailgate. So they said on the days they're out of town, like dead of winter, they said, well, it's the one guy's house. They pull the sofa into the garage. They open the garage door, and he grills in the driveway. I said, well, what if it's like negative 10?
That's the idea.
They said, the sofa's in the garage, the door's open, we grill. It's like, it doesn't matter. So I said, you have a home. It's negative 10 degrees outside. You could theoretically walk into your own home and watch this exact same game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at room temperature. And like, yeah, that's, we just don't.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
just all
and they're grilling brats.
But that's stupid.
Yeah. Well, hell. Hey, man, you got to do your tradition. It's not. It's back to the 85-year-old guy who's out and he's shoveling 2 feet of snow out of his driveway. You caught that previous episode there. So the head chef on the way with Ted's Meat and Potatoes, all about the tailgate. Noah Sherlock is coming up another round to profile this, and we will drink and toast with the shot of the day. On to the game known as Big Dummy, as we do play the game known as Big Dummy, the easiest game in the world to play. We spin the category wheel, and from there, all you have to do is answer one question correct. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummy remains Josh. It took him 20 questions to get one right, and every time we play Big Dummy, we do a little men's room poll. And the last time we did a poll, we asked you to pick a place to walk barefoot. These are not ideal locations, and that was the idea. If you had to choose one, and man, it was some difficult choices, including a train station bathroom, a cold,
just no.
wet, you know you're walking downstairs probably in like a 1920s building with that black and white tile and just smells like bleach
different.
And feta cheese. You know what I mean? It's just a nasty moisture of just, you know, insanity.
Of people.
Right.
It's the moisture of human beings.
Next up was a porta potty at a festival, which we determined if you had to go in barefoot, man, that's brutal. Vegas Strip was another choice, and Bourbon Street in New Orleans. Now, believe it or not, the number one place that you pick to walk barefoot, that would be the Vegas Strip.
Right there with you, man.
Followed by a porta potty at a festival. A mm-hmm. lot of people logically said, look, if it's a festival and I'm going to a porta potty, I'm probably effed up.
Right.
I probably don't care. As a matter of fact, most people said, I think I might have done this.
Then there was the train station bathroom at number three, followed by Bourbon Street, which might be just the cleanest option. You never know. So
it depends what time.
But that's how things shook down. Okay, so today on the men's room poll, and we take this from a man who faked his own kidnapping and demanded 80 pounds ransom from his terrified and pregnant girlfriend so he could then go out and get drunk with his friends.
Isn't 80 pounds like maybe 160 bucks?
Lee Ford, who is 45 years old, this is a grown man, he staged a series of frantic phone calls to his partner, Zoe Doyle. He claimed his kidnappers are going to break his legs, cut off his genitals, and throw boiling water over top of his head.
Those are his 80 claims. Pounds.
That is correct. The alleged kidnap sparked a major 24-hour police operation costing about £30,000 that eventually saw Ford's claims fall to pieces after footage showed him leaving a shop with two friends carrying booze. Incredibly, partner Zoe has forgiven Ford for the hoax that saw him jailed for 16 weeks and missed the birth of his child. Again, when he did this, his girlfriend was pregnant.
That pregnant.
He missed the birth of his child, and she forgave.
Because he was in jail, because he faked the kidnapping, they got a police response for 80 pounds.
She said, first I just thought he was winding me up, but he sounded really scared. The phone went dead, and then it rang again. I could hear men shouting in the background, threatening to break his legs and throw boiling water over him. They were threatening to mutilate him, cut off his genitals, and I was panic-stricken.
For 80 pounds.
She was 35 weeks pregnant at the time of this call. Lee was in the back, she heard, screaming, begging, please, pay the ransom. I told him I would send everything I had in the bank over to the account they gave me. She transferred everything she had, 80 pounds, into the designated account before calling police. A helicopter and train negotiator were called in to deal with the situation that lasted throughout the night. It wasn't until the early hours of the following day that Ford himself basically got home. He was immediately arrested when he got there. Zoe said he appeared in court the following day and was stunned when I heard the truth. I just cannot believe that Lee would do that to me. Wasted all those police resources. He put me through hell. The silly thing was, it was his own money. He could have spent it if he wanted it. It just didn't make any sense. So it was his money, too.
He's stupid all around.
He was full of apologies. I was furious. I felt like strangling him. He caused so much stress and worry. But yes, 80 pounds so that he could take that money and go boozing with his friends. So that's kind of the inspiration of our men's
poll. Honest to God, if someone called me and said, we have whoever, right? We want $160 or we're going to do this much damage. Or I guess if I'm called, I'd say, hey, put me on the phone with them.
Yep.
Like, look, either ask for more money or just let them go.
Ted,
come on.
And this kind of goes to, it's a matter of, Who really loves you? Who cares enough about you to give ransom money? And what is their financial situation to be able to provide? Maybe you think that you have a loaded family, but when it comes down to it, like Ted, when you were arrested, they threw the highest bail they could at you because they knew you were
white.
Yeah, pretty much. So
I did.
And you paid whoever, your dad or your mom or whoever back?
My dad bailed me out.
Okay. But you know how many, like, and it's not that your friends wouldn't do it. It's just would they have, and I'm sure you have friends that have access to that kind of money.
I could do it now.
Right.
But then?
No.
There wasn't very many of them.
So that's the same kind of thing. I mean, you are being held you're being held just in a jail.
Right.
And I'm sorry, like, for you to get out of jail, the ransom money is whatever it was in your case.
Yeah, it's the legal bribe. Hey, we're going to keep you in here because you're a danger.
Six Gs.
We'll overlook anything you've done if you got the money. I mean, it's a court date.
It's almost like kidnapping, and then the only way you get out.
You want to go home before a court date?
You provide the ransom money.
Right. So the lady, the public defender, told me it's that high because you're the wrong color in the wrong jail. But on the plus side, the bail bondsman was like, no, you're white. I'll let you out at 5%. You can pay the other 5 later.
Because he knew you were good for it.
That's exactly it, right? So
it's like when I bought weed in a club in Miami, it was just me and a bunch of Jamaicans. And I was like, man, why is this so? And my buddy, who's mixed, I go, did you have to pay this much for that? And he goes, no. But, you know, you got that white guy money.
Yeah. We had a few bail bondsmen when we were on the air in Baltimore, man. And you just got a sense with these guys and the people they're running with. Like, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
This is like legalized, you know.
Dude, the bail bondsman I went to, right, was on the west side of Baltimore. He is just in velour.
Right.
He found, he's probably got 10 different outfits, different colors. I mean, and he's got no undershirt on. He's got a zipper jacket, yeah. Man, and there's no shirt on underneath it. I guarantee you he's not wearing an undershirt.
If you've never been to that part of Baltimore, just give you, like, after I leave the bail bonds, right, they got to take your photo, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Then my mom wants to get a soda, so we go next door. It's like a chicken spot. And, like,
I know exactly where you are. It's like Phil the crack dealer, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
The coke dealer. You remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty much exactly like him.
Okay, so our men's room poll is how much ransom money for you, okay? So what do you think, honest to God, you're in the back of a trunk someplace or driving down the road?
Just real quick, someone gave us, so the guy that inspired this poll,
yeah,
the guy faked his own kidnapping so he could drink with his buddies. He asked his girlfriend to transfer 80 pounds, right?
Whatever she had in her account, yeah.
Well, that translates to $106. Someone's going to do this much damage. I'm going to break his legs and skull for $106.
Cut off his genitalia. My money said he just got, I don't know. Who knows what's going on here? So, but how much money for you? So this is kind of situational. You need to really think about the people that are out there and what
you mean to them.
Yeah, and not only that, they can mean a lot to you. You know, your mom can mean a lot. She loves you, right? Maybe, or maybe she doesn't, maybe she does, but does she have money that she can randomly just hand over depending on the situation?
That's what we'll do next week. Which family member would you actually pay for?
But that's what it comes down to. Your mother might have the money to get you out. It does not mean your mother's going to pay it.
Yeah.
You got to think of the person who cares about you most. Which chances are it's like your drunk uncle who's broke, right?
Okay.
But honestly, who has the most money
that
would be willing?
For an example, I think your brother and your sister would both put up ransom money for you, right? Without question. But I would say your brother.
I was about to say what you're about.
But your brother can,
right?
You know what I mean. Your brother would be able to, I would guess. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think he probably have more in savings, just because, you know, he seems like one of those kind of people.
He's a principal.
Yes. Right. He's
high
a principal
school,
at a high school. So I'm assuming
he's a vice principal.
Sorry.
But it just seems like he would have a savings account. You know what I mean?
He would.
Or like, I don't know. He's got bonds or something. I don't know. But he'd be able to get the money for you. So,
see, my brother could get the money.
My brother could hook me up.
But would he? That's the other question.
My brother would absolutely be a safe call. My sister, I love my sister. My sister loves me. She'd be like squeezing a turnip.
Right.
I mean, I know how she lives, man. She likes to buy crap.
But, okay, now that said.
So I'm not thinking her savings account's going to.
But,
I mean, like,
still.
$50.
But there's still a price on it. It's like, it's fine to say, my brother has, but it still depends how much someone's going to ask to give me, because he's not going to spend it all on me.
No.
Right.
Right.
He'll give you some.
He might, right. But I know there's a limit, and I know it sounds sad, but you should almost have a living will where you have, like, a ransom negotiation, like, look, I know you're willing to help me out, but what's your bottom line? What's the most you're willing to spend?
So how much ransom for you? That's our men's room poll, and here are your options. The first option is between $1 and $1,000. $1 and $1,000.
And this is ransom, not bail. So you got to pay the whole amount.
This is ransom.
Yeah, this
absolutely
is all up front, man.
Your second option is between $1,000 and $10,000.
All right.
Your third option is between $10,000 and $50,000 cash. And your fourth option is anything over 50. So again, 1 to 1,000, 1,000 to 10,000. 10 to 50 and 50 plus.
I think I could do 10 to 50. I think you could probably juice my brother for about 25.
You think you get 25 out of your brother?
Maybe to 28.
You're in a Costa Rican, apartment basement. You know what I mean? You're tied up.
Right.
I mean, he's got to come down. You think he's got $25,000 in cash?
If they ask, like I said, if they
you
ask for
wrong
more
taxi.
Than 25.
You took the wrong taxi in Costa Rica.
It doesn't have the triangle on it, right?
Exactly.
You didn't look. It doesn't have the triangle. You got in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying you're up to 25. They asked for 30.
$25,000.
He'd be like, hey, man, figure it out.
All right. Ted, what do you think your family would do?
I'm not counting on my family for this one. I'm counting on my buddy.
Oh, you got
I know
buddy.
Your thing. All right.
Yeah. The mayor.
And where do you think he'd be willing to go? So you got a friend you're going to call.
I do, man.
But still.
And he would take the trip down there and get there with the suitcase. I'm a thrill. I bet he'd go.
You're in the 10 to 50 range?
Yeah, 10 to 50. I feel
what do you think
you
get?
Really
what
think
do you, I said 25.
Yeah, 45. Would you
I think the mayor would shell out like 35 for him.
35? 30,
yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, you should definitely call him.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I am not calling my family. If it's my family, it was the first choice up to 1,000.
All right.
Up to. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean it reached 1,000.
Hey, Mike here, you're kidnapped in an Amish auctioneering retrieval. Somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Amish?
Well, I don't know. Something weird.
The Amish don't kidnap people.
We don't know that because they have no way of communicating with you.
They stuff them in a Tupperware container like they do all the exotic animals.
We'd love to call for ransom, but we don't use phones.
So you're you've been kidnapped by the Amish. And they want to feed you potato salad, and you're in Pennsylvania someplace. How much money do you think you could get?
Man, I think max is like a grand.
No, do you really think
$1,000?
Yeah. And otherwise, my dad's going to say you get your own ass out.
Put my son on the phone for a second.
That's right. But he would tell me to buckle up and do it.
But that's the sad part is his sister gets like $10 or the next
that's
level
right.
up.
So he would just say, "Tough luck, man." You really don't think your dad would bail you out?
Oh, maybe $2,000.
This is not bail. This is ransom.
This is ransom. You got to pay
bail.
All
is 10%.
My dad didn't pay $6,000. Right. He paid $600.
Exactly.
And then you paid him back.
Right.
I think
I'm probably sitting right at the. Damn it! I'm probably sitting right around the $10,000 mark.
Okay. All right.
So two votes for a 10 to 50, and one vote for.
You
one
need to be
10.
A better son, Mike. He's probably from tripping that blind guy.
I keep trying, man.
I'm gonna go Oh, let's see here. I think realistically between 1,000 and 10,000 for myself as well. I just spent a week with my father in a trailer in Florida. I think that's probably about that, living on that. You know what I mean?
You don't have any friends?
I
could shut out some money?
I mean, more than 10,000?
I say you can lose my number on that. Like, wait, how much?
That's what I mean. Like,
I'd love to help you, man.
It's like, I don't know. It's just like, you sure you're going to pay me back?
Right, because it's not family at this point, right? Exactly. It's like, hey, man.
I'm saying my family can't help me. If my friends surely have less. I don't know.
Big Dummy is the game. 844-999-OLA. We'll take a quick break and come back with your calls and Big Dummy. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so the game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey!
All right, Brandon, are you sober or not sober today?
Very, very sober, unfortunately.
That's all right, man. Brandon, welcome to the show. All right, our men's room poll, it's all about that exciting kidnapping thing. So how much for your ransom there, do you think? Between $1 or $1,000, $1,000 or $10, $10 to $50,000 or $50
plus? I'd say $10 to $50.
$10 to $50. All right, and how much money do you actually think would be spent?
Probably around the $20,000 to $25,000 range.
Who are you calling?
Definitely my parents.
You're calling your parents.
Okay.
Have they ever bailed you out of anything before?
No.
Never.
You know what? Then
never.
They'll go up to $35.
All right. They never like bought a transmission that you couldn't afford. They never got you out of a jam.
I mean, other than co-signing for my car, that's it. But I paid for the down payment and everything.
You know what, though? But look, if we itemized everything our kid owes us financially, if you called me and said, I kidnapped your kids, I want $50,000, I'd be like, tell my kid he only owes me about $950,000 then. Like, take this out of what you owe me, if that's the case. Go ahead and pay yourself.
Start the itemization process.
Good God. All right, here is your question. And what classic children's book would you find a creature called the Push Me, Pull You?
I'm guessing it's a Dr. Seuss book, but I honestly have no idea.
You got close with Dr., but not Dr. Seuss. Dr. Doolittle. The Push Me, Pull You.
I don't think I've read that book or seen the movie.
A long time ago.
I've done neither.
Yeah.
And that's what I love. It's a classic children's book, and I thought about it this morning. I'm like, never saw the movie.
Do you have a monocle?
Do I have a monocle?
Did he have a monocle?
Dude, I don't know anything about Dr. Doolittle. If your name's Doolittle, you should.
All right.
Mr. Peanut has one.
It's Eddie Murphy, right?
He's a freaking peanut. I feel like if you're a doctor.
He's not a doctor.
You don't know. Mr. Peanut might be Dr. Peanut. He just wanted to make it less formal. All right. Your next question. In what organ of the human body would you find the cochlea? Probably cochlea. Look, it's C-O-C-H-L-E-A, all right? I tried the best I could. It is located in your ear. In your ear. Hmm. All right, your next question. What tribe / nation did Sitting Bull belong?
Sioux.
Nice.
Congratulations, my sober friend.
Very good.
You know, the neighborhood I grew up in was all Native American tribes. The guy lived on Kennesaw Street. There was Iroquois.
Oh, as far as the names of the streets.
Yeah.
What about that? Yeah, the Patty Mac River, as some people call it, also known as the Potomac. I mean, think everything, the Appalachian Mountains or Appalachian. I mean, it's all tribal names.
Nacogdoches. All that stuff. Yeah.
And here's my only problem with it. Like, it sounds cool, and people that live in that area know how to say it, no matter how it's spelled. And anytime you go to a different area that has different tribal names, you don't pronounce anything right.
You gotta learn how to do it.
And no matter how they're spelled, you're like, this is too complicated.
Just like English with Washington.
Yeah, God, it's like there's no R. Like, why are you adding letters that aren't there?
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
That one really pisses people off.
My uncle says California. He has a PhD, but he's lived in California for about 40 years, and to this day, it is California, and I'm convinced he's doing it just to piss me off. That's why he's the guy who I'm sending the miniature horse to. Hello, Bo. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola!
Bo, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Sober, Bo! All right, Bo.
Yeah.
Men's room poll, how much ransom for you? Is it between $1 and $1,000, $1,000 and $10,000, $10,000 to $50,000, or $50,000
plus? I'd go $10,000 to $50,000.
$10,000 to $50,000.
Right.
And who are you calling?
Oh, my parents, for sure.
Okay. All right. And how much do you think they'd be willing to cough up?
I mean...
I mean, listen, in the case that you're ever kidnapped, yeah, right, and they're going to call your parents, you want to have this information and be like, hey, fellas, listen, before you play, you should know my parents are not going to go above what?
I don't know. We told you not to go hiking in the Yucatan Peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think my parents would pay whatever was asked, honestly.
Oh, they would. Okay, now, have they ever bailed you out before, Bo?
I mean, they give me money when I need it.
All right, how many times have you needed money? That's the question.
Yeah, that's more important.
Nothing huge, really.
Okay.
They paid for one of my cars. They put a down payment on one of my cars.
Okay. That's kind of a big deal.
But they got to deduct that. They're like, okay.
Yeah.
We'll come up with that money minus X.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you paid for your kid last, that should be, well, I hope you buy that washer and dryer.
That's
so
minus that Nissan Sentra.
All right, here's your question. Oswald Cobblepot. That's the alter ego of which Batman villain?
Oh, man, the Penguin.
One and done for Bo. Nice work. All
yeah,
right.
Batman. We just found this out today, I guess. DC Comics is putting out an issue of Batman for more mature audiences, which for whatever reason or another, he's going to show his Batwang, which should be his penis.
Yeah, it's
why?
It's really,
why are they showing Batman's penis?
It's full frontal, and it's in the first episode. I'm not exactly sure.
I mean, what's the purpose?
It's
for adults, and adults like to look at super penis.
The Batwang.
All the time.
Hey, Joker, I'll cut you a deal.
I think it just takes away from what I'm imagining myself, you know? If you'd like to play Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, brand new contestant, and more of Big Dummy in seconds.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.